Is it a social distance thing? Is it a shelter in place thing? Or is it a quarantine thing? Or is it a staycation? Whatever you want to call it, let's all choose to make the best of an uncertain situation. Make your home a stress-free place of relaxation while soaking in your own Bullfrog Spa from Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas. Right now, get 24 months no interest on approved credit. That's right, 24 months no interest when you buy from Tropical Fiberglass Pools. Bullfrog Spas are made in Utah. They're the most energy efficient and the most reliable spas in the industry, and they're perfect for your vacation rental. So let the relaxation specialists at Tropical Fiberglass Pools help you find the perfect spa or pool so you can turn your backyard into a staycation. Vacation Oasis. Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas will come to you for a safe in-home consultation. Call 688-8797. That's 688-8797.
To fix this, politicians would like to grow its size and control. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, man, so true. Boy, do I have an interesting show for you today. I really do. This is going to be so good in so many ways. And I do hope that if you have a college student, if you have a, I would say any kid, maybe over the age of 12, if you have anyone in your life that doesn't get, or maybe buys into the liberal narrative, this would be such a fantastic show for you today. Because a couple of things. Joel Skousen may or may not be joining me. He's having some issues up north in getting down here right now. And so he was going to actually join me in studio. And that might be an issue. But what's going to be interesting today is, I think regardless, we're going to be talking about, well, probably like 7 or 8 different narratives brought on by liberal progressivism, and how they are totally annihilated by some of the most brilliant minds in debate and in how to talk to somebody that comes up with these types of arguments. You're going to love this. I'm actually probably going to play this on a rerun too, because I feel like this is so huge. You're all going to be gathering with people over the holidays, and a lot of family might be very progressive liberal. And how do you reach them? How do you talk to them? This will be such a perfect show today. You're going to want to listen. Also, I have a guest in this hour talking about the public school system, and she'll be joining me shortly. To start out, there's a couple of things I want to mention before I get into this. And by the way, I just want to give you a little preface of what I'm going to be talking about today. I want you to hear an actual conversation between two black persons who are debating racism, okay, and white privilege. I also, and there's so many insights in it, it's insane. Also, Jordan Peterson on climate change. I want you to listen to what he has to say on this. It's very, very interesting. Also, Dinesh, Charlie Kirk, John Stossel. There are so many great insights today on everything from critical race theory to atheism to the progressive left and why they partner with radical Islam to socialism to LGBT, and also why the left and the right choose the vehicles in which they view the world. This is so hugely important, and Prager's going to comment on that as far as I have a clip of him talking about this, and what he has to say is so vital that I can't believe I haven't done this show yet. In fact, I've had these clips, but I wanted to organize them and then present them in a way that really gives you a lot of ammunition on how to get through to somebody and help them to understand where they stand ideology wise and how you can maybe throw in some common sense, okay, to those arguments. It's going to be just super helpful. What a solution show today. Okay. I also wanted to mention this. There was a very, very big dramatic, of course, moment press conference talking about the caregivers of COVID. In fact, this is in our news today, down here, down south. Press conference yesterday, state capitol. Tyrannical Governor Gary Herbert brought on Dr. Emily Spivak, who leads the Division of Infectious Diseases, and broke out in tears. She's from University of Utah. Very emotional state. Doctors, nurses, caregivers, we're overwhelmed. We feel supported, but people are really tired, and I don't know what else to tell you. Fighting back the tears, walking away from the podium. I just have to say, I am so sick of their lies and their nonsense. I've had enough of them. Let me just tell you, in the nation today, according to the WHO, I'm going by their own numbers, only 14,000 people in the entire nation of 331.5 million people, only 14,000, I should say it that way, are even considered serious. The article goes on to say how infected all of these people are. They're not. Most of the cases are college students. They don't have a single symptom in the world. They're fighting back tears because we can't care for all of the people. Are you kidding me? With 14,000 people in our entire nation that are even considered serious, not all hospitalized? This is the big dramatic Utah moment after Gary Herbert cannot wear a mask at a party that he gives multiple times, seen without a mask over and over again, but then dons one for the camera. How hypocritical can you get? How low can you get? What a liar. He's just a liar. So's Cox. Spencer Cox, same thing. Same with Tanner Ange up in Provo. Won't wear a mask for a game he attends for a kid, but tells every buddy in Utah County they have to wear a mask. This is insane. We've had 500 deaths of Utahns, they say, with COVID, and that is absolutely only 6% of that, according to the CDC, is actually from COVID itself. 505 total? That's it? And we're overwhelmed? We can't handle that? This is a normal year for us. This is a normal year in deaths for respiratory and flu, which is what they're marking COVID. They've already admitted it. That's not a theory. That's not me making that up. They've already admitted it. CDC said only 6%. 6% of 505 deaths in the entire state of Utah. And they're overwhelmed and they cry at a press conference. They have to milk this, keep this going, and they're lying to you. 100% straight up lying to you, and the health departments are lying to you too. Straight up deceit. And as a people, are we going to take that? I don't know. I don't know how much more deceit I can take from these people. The hypocritical deceit that's going on. They will tell you that you have to conduct your life a certain way. And they'll get on camera and lie to your face. In that camera, lie to you. And then turn around and attend parties and you would never know. You would never know anything was going on. They're doing it for the money they have to spend. And they can't get away with this much longer because they know that people are on to it. You can't have a public school system with the insane regulations and all the different policies they're making about masks. And I was just notified by a friend in Vegas. He said that, they kept kids home. Okay. Like they're doing up north on Fridays and such. Keep kids home. And then they were having too many kids fail and they're not getting the money. They're not getting the kids present. So now they're going back. It has nothing to do with health. It never did. Never did. It's all about the money. Now people are starting to finally figure it out. Oh my gosh. Finally. After 9 months. And you know what? the straight up deceit of them looking into a camera and explaining to you that they're overwhelmed from the medical system point of view. They don't have enough people in the hospital. Do you guys remember down here when our medical director at DSU, at Dixie Hospital, absolutely lied and said that they were so overwhelmed they might consider sending people to New York for treatment? Yeah. That was a straight up lie. They didn't have that many people in there. They had 7 people. That's not overwhelmed. That's nothing. And that was labeling everything in its, and its brother a COVID case. Anything, everything, whatever they can get their hands on to label a COVID case, they will. It's disgusting. It's disgusting that we're allowing this and not calling them on it left and right and saying you're lying. You're absolutely deceitful. How shameful. I'm just ashamed. I'm ashamed of our state. I'm ashamed of everything that they're doing right now. It's sickening. It's pitiful. IHC, shame on you. Shame on you for the cash. You're doing it for the cash. You even have your medical director explaining in a newspaper that something that's not true. You have a governor standing there and infectious disease expert from University of Utah crying on the podium to get the sympathy crocodile tears so that you guys can milk this. People are on to you. Anti-vaccination signs appeared, large signs on the freeway. Good for you guys, whoever put that up. Says COVID-19 vaccines are not safety tested against insert placebo. All kinds of different signs. I applaud that. It's great. Good. Maybe they woke some people up. You never know. Talk about taking action. I think it's great. Take some action. Do some things. We have got to turn this around. This is just, it's too much. The deceit is just insane, and we have to do something. So call these people on this, the hypocrisy. Share the photos of Herbert dancing on stage and not wearing a mask and then wearing one in front of the camera with his crocodile baby blues, looking at the camera. Oh, gosh. I mean, how bought and sold can you get? How bought and sold can you get? KSL propping up stories that are deceitful and wrong. KUTV. You know, KUTV reaches out to me once in a while, same with the other stations, and I don't even answer them. I can't stand them. I think they're horrid. I won't even give them the time of day. Horrid reporters, horrid reporting, leftist reporting. They don't care. It's all opinionized news. Nobody cares. So I don't even answer their emails. Because I think they're that corrupt, disgusting. So I had to call it out. This is ridiculous. 14,000 people in the entire nation are even considered serious today. That's it. That's all you have. 14,000 people. And people are doing the crocodile tears in the camera. Are you kidding me? So today's show, it's going to be so good. Please listen and make sure that you have your kids listen, because these are the arguments they are seeing on social media that they don't know how to, I promise you, because I talk to the youth all the time, they do not know what to say to these people. And now you're going to know what to help them with that kind of ammo to fight back and say, oh my gosh, you guys are insane. This is what's actually going on. It's going to be so good today. Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Hi there. Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. It's such a weird day today. It's like delayed guests. What can I say? It's such a strange day. Anyway, this show is just it's a weird one today. So much to talk about. And I invite you to call up whatever's on your mind. Open phone lines, of course, 888-673-1450. 888-673-1450. Would love to have you call up. And anything that's on your mind, anything that you would like to chat about, I'm here. And then, of course, coming up on the show for the 2 hours. our national show, oh boy, do I have some great, great solutions for you on how to deal with these conversations coming out of the left and how they've changed, and also what you, the common sense, what can you say to these people when they bring up these narratives that are just nonsensical. So it's going to be such a great one today. By the way, get over to Tropical Fiberglass Pool and Spa. Make sure you are getting either a swim spa or a bullfrog hot tub. In fact, they have a sale right now that's just amazing. The sale is so good. And I want to say that the financing is going to be off the hook. It's awesome. You can get this for about another week. Make sure you get in there and get your hot tub ordered. It's the very best hot tub. I can't believe how much I love it. Seriously, every night we're in this hot tub. And also the swim spas are amazing. Swimming is the best exercise for joint pain and losing weight, all the things that you probably are contending with. This would be the right vehicle for you. A swim spa is amazing, and you can take it with you if you move. How wonderful is that? Make sure and go to tropicalfiberglasspool.com and then also give them a call too. They're just an amazing group of people, 40 years experience, and you're going to love working with them. They can also do in-ground pools and jacuzzis and just all kinds of stuff over there. They're just fantastic. They can also service as well. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Hi there.
I'd like to comment about a subject you brought up just a moment ago.
Sure.
And one yesterday, if I can briefly.
Absolutely.
The 6% that CDC says of the death toll is actually from COVID-19 or they're admitting to it. I mean, I would like to argue that it may be 1% or less.
Oh, I agree with you on this. I'm just going by their numbers because that's what people always are. You have to go by their numbers. Okay, let's go by their numbers because their numbers are false.
We go by their numbers and another number we need to go by because we needed to get as accurate as possible.
Oh, yeah.
Because then we realize they're lying about everything. Even if it's 6%, that means all the figures when they start telling us certain states are hitting harder, certain cities, certain populations, all that could be completely manufactured when the figures, actual figures are down there. But let me tell the argument for 1% or lower, and that's the PCR test that you've talked about. I learned this from your show, that the coronaviruses, there are probably over 30 of them, including co-viruses you've communicated to us several times, would take that figure, that's on top of that 6%.
Right.
So that means that's the only way they can, they're diagnosing it with that test, and that test is worthless. Remember the country of Bulgaria said it's worthless. They're not even using it. So that would mean all those coronaviruses are in that 6%.
Right.
That would mean the odds are it's probably closer to 1%. So what are the figures they're giving us? Over 210,000. I forgot what the latest is.
Sure.
So it's probably more like 2,000. 2,000, a flu virus killing 2,000 would not even get in the media, let alone locking down our freedoms like this is happening.
Right.
And let me mention the other point. And this is about, this is a really, really important about the law. So we're talking about why isn't the state legislature here in Utah passing a resolution saying the governor doesn't have the power or anything like that. First of all, this is a secondary point. Resolutions are not legally binding, but they should say it. They should say you're doing something that's illegal, you have no authority to do that, and so forth. A more important reservation would be to tell every official in this state, law enforcement, health official, that you have no authority to be carrying out an illegal act or dictate from the governor, and that we will pursue cutting off funding for your agency and so forth when you have no authority to be following his orders. But here's the big point I want to make on this. The if you had, let me give you a great analogy. Just say the governor comes down there, and the day before he has an edict that I'm going to kill everybody I can see in the city of St. George. And he starts driving down the highway with an automatic weapon, and he goes into the grocery store parking lots and kills everybody, and goes into the university, Dixie, and kills everybody he sees. And are we to say, well, he can do that because it's an emergency order from him, and the legislature isn't stopping him, or the courts aren't stopping him? We would not say that.
Right.
We would say he has no authority under the Constitution, state Constitution, to be doing this. This is really, Joel Stausen is making the same point. I was glad to hear it the other day. This is a legislative act he's carrying out. He has no authority to carry out any legislative act according to the state constitution. So we all should be saying, you have no authority, and just laughed at him, and then teach every elected official in this state that might be carrying out his order that you have no authority, you've taken an oath to the constitution, and you will be removed from office or persecuted, just like he should be persecuted if he shot every person he saw in St. George. Is it any different, my analogy, to what he's doing?
No, I mean,
he has no authority to murder people. He has no authority to be carrying out this action or ask anybody
absolutely.
To do it.
Absolutely. You're right, Mark. Zero authority to do this. Zero.
Yeah, and that's and we shouldn't be going to the state legislature or the count or to the state judicial system.
Right.
We should be standing up and saying, you have no authority to give him authority. See, the legislature can't give him a power that's not in the Constitution.
Exactly.
They can't say, now you have emergency power when the Constitution doesn't give that.
And they don't need to restrict it. They don't need to restrict it with another law. They can just do a joint resolution today and get rid of it. State of emergency.
Anyway. Resolutions are not legally binding. They're only telling them you shouldn't be doing this, and they should be saying it, just like every one of us should be saying it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's important is that we shouldn't be looking to the state legislature to stop this. We shouldn't be looking to the courts. They have no authority to give him mm-hmm. to not do this or to do it.
Right.
It is illegal for him to do it
exactly.
and outside of them.
Yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to disagree.
And that's what we should be saying, and we should be talking to our law enforcement, our sheriffs, our city police officers, county, and say, mm-hmm. you are violating your oath of office, you're committing a criminal act to carry out his criminal edict.
I agree. Thank you for that. I agree with you. I agree with you. Thank you. Yes. Not going to disagree. It's lying. They're lying. They're straight up being deceitful, the governor. To milk this, to keep enforcing it, to give you some idea that he's doing this for a reason. And what was the theme? Oh yes, moment of reckoning for Utah. Something has to change, doctors say. Really? Really? Because most every single person out there that's tested positive doesn't even have a single symptom. What are you dealing with, doctors? I really want doctors to start being honest. That would be really nice. It'd be a nice change. But we're not getting that. We have legislators that are putting out the COVID weekly report. It's so asinine. I don't even know what to say to that one. But let me say this. You have a lot of articles coming out right now because of election time. Sean Reyes is running for attorney. He wants to retain his position, of course, for Utah Attorney General. Now, this is going to go for anyone listening because all you have to do is all I have to do is literally read this for 2 seconds and know exactly what the candidates are about. But let me give you just a couple of things on Reyes. Reyes will tout child trafficking first and foremost of anything that he is capable of doing to get your vote. He knows it's a hot topic right now. But the question you should be asking is, what is he actually doing for child trafficking? Besides grandstanding, showing up when the cameras are there. He does events with Tim Ballard. He gets attention for this. He raps. He thinks a rap is going to make him cool. He thinks that that's going to get his vote, your vote. This is also troubling with Sean Reyes, because I actually initially voted for Sean Reyes when he first was up against in this race for him initially. I take that back. Wow. Because he doesn't understand really the role of AG and what he's actually supposed to be doing. And he says this, a lot of work I do is bipartisan. I have those established relationships. They know me. They call me. They trust me and my team, and I'm there to support them. That should be the biggest red flag for Reyes that I've ever heard. If all you can do is compromise who you are to reach across the aisle, something's wrong with you. Don't call yourself a conservative. Don't call yourself anyone that stands for the Constitution if you're going to compromise it all the time. Also, I have established relationships. You're going to hear this from every incumbent, including Ibsen. You hear this from Last. You hear this from Vickers. You hear this from the county commissioners. You hear this from everybody. I have relationships. People can give me a call. It's called favors. It's wrong. That should never be why you hire somebody. Ever. The fact that they can tap into favors, that's why you hire them? That means somebody can be compromised so easily that you should be absolutely shunning the idea of this. I know Senator Don Ibsen, there was an article about him where they asked him questions. And he said, it's my experience and my vision. That's why you should hire me. No, actually, State Senator Ibsen, people should hire you because you know the job and you're there to defend the Constitution, the state Constitution, not because you have your own vision and not because you've just been in government forever. That is not why we should hire you, Ibsen. When getting to red flags, he said, he talked about the fact that he was, of course, they align themselves with being poor. For some reason, they think that that's going to help you to vote for them. Both candidates running, State Senator Ibsen and, of course, Chuck Good, both want to tell you how hard their lives were when they were little. What does that have to do with anything? I could care less what you went through as a child. What I want to know is if you understand the Constitution. Chuck Good thinks that government should save the day for everybody in every single circumstance. He thinks we have so many homeless children going to school here that he needs to step in and government should do something. Ask him how many kids are actually homeless. They're not. We don't have a huge homeless problem here. And also firearms. He thinks that Second Amendment should be restricted. This is Chuck Good running against Senator State Ibsen. We weren't smart enough to get Michelle Bolter in there, so we're stuck with Senator Ibsen. Senator Ibsen, when asked about the red flag, which he's absolutely supported 100% all the time, and then, of course, when asked in this article, he changes it up a little bit, and he says, I think it's up to the family to call on a loved one or a neighbor or a stranger, and I don't think it's up to law enforcement, and I can tell you I'm opposed to any form of gun control, yet I completely support red flag because he's been in the papers supporting red flag. So it's very deceitful, actually, that he said that because he's been supporting red flag. And that is when you can call on a neighbor, a friend or a family member and get their firearms taken and they have to fight to get it back. That's not okay. That is not understanding your job. So your vision and your experience do nothing for me or anyone else because you don't understand or won't defend the state constitution. He said it gives him an upper hand in the race to have his experience. No, I'm sorry. Being in government forever does not give you an upper hand. It doesn't give you anything, actually, in the way of understanding what your job is. It's disgraceful to use that as the excuse that everybody should vote for you, State Senator Ibsen. I'll be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Is coming down from the gallows, and I don't have very long.
Hi there, welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Taking on the issues, the candidates, talking about their statements, helping to kind of shed some light on where they really stand instead of the hype and hyperbole and ridiculousness that they say, because that's what you're going to get from most politicians. And it's the politician-y answer. So I just hate that. Doesn't that just grind on you? Anyway, get over to Auto Body Central. Can I just tell you how wonderful they are? You know, we've had our share of mishaps through the years, and Auto Body Central's right there to help us. And in fact, you can choose your provider, and the insurance companies won't tell you that when you're in an accident, but they'll say, oh, here's a couple of options, like, you know, trying to get you to go a certain way. You can actually choose, and I would choose Auto Body Central. They have a stellar reputation. Even the rental car companies will tell you what a stellar reputation Auto Body Central has. So many decades of experience, and also they'll work with the insurance companies. They'll tell you what's up. They'll help you. They'll understand where you're at, and they'll take all that burden away from you so that they'll work with your car, the insurance company, and just kind of let you know what's going on. And they're really great with communication. So I just really love these guys. Make sure you take your cars there to get fixed auto body style, auto body way, in the auto body way. So it's amazing. Auto Body Central, ABC in Washington. Choose them. They're just They're so good. I can't sing their praises enough. So let me tell you just a little bit about the candidates as they're putting forth these articles to try to get you to vote for them. So there's a candidate that's running against Senator Don Ibsen. We, for some reason, I don't know what was wrong with us, because we had this amazing candidate who's a school board, state school board member, Michelle Bolter, and we did not put her in. And so State Senator Ibsen, the incumbent, is vying for the job again. And I find it kind of horrific, because I know his track record, and it's so horrific to me. He actually, State Senator Ibsen actually stood in front of people and said that he doesn't even read bills. He just votes the way he's told to by the establishment. So I don't know how bad you can get. That's pretty bad. I mean, that's pretty despicable. By the way, he said on the mask thing that you should wear one. You should wear one. And you know, sort of giving out his, I think he gives out a weekly COVID update on what, all 30 some odd deaths in the entire 9 months, I guess. I guess this is just big news every week coming from State Senator Ibsen. But the problem is that what people aren't realizing is, and he didn't get asked this in the article, and that was, is he in support of an emergency, state of emergency for the state of Utah? Would he join a joint resolution with our legislature to end this ridiculous 9 month later state of emergency that's going up every 30 days due to our tyrannical governor? And just like I said in the beginning, he will go with whatever the establishment tells him to. And he has said no, he will not stop it. He's all for it. He sides with tyrannical Governor Gary Herbert and wants this to continue, this emergency, state of emergency. So I don't care what puffy things are said in an article that are only there to try to get you to not think about what he's actually doing in office, but he is for red flag laws. Don't let him fool you. He's been in support 100% of red flag all the way along. And that is a direct violation of your due process and of the Second Amendment. It is such a bad law, and he is completely in favor of it because he says for suicide reasons. Well, you know what? That's not okay. I don't care what personal history you have. You cannot take away people's due process and Second Amendment. It is not okay. So, State Senator Ibsen, I find you pretty horrific. He's all for the mask. He's all for he never, ever came out in support of your liberty during this entire year. You'll never hear from him on that. And so that's basically where we stand. The other candidate running against him is about the same. They're both very liberal. It's this guy, Chuck Good, says we have to stop letting people die. I'm sorry, does he realize how few have died and how it's right up there with the normal number every single year? So he actually wants a mandate for masks. He wants to make you. Yeah. So I just wanted to kind of let you guys know what... I just wish we had somebody that could understand the Constitution and know how to defend it. Senator Ibsen doesn't defend it. Chuck Good's not going to defend your state constitution, the Constitution, the federal. It's not going to happen. And it's so sad to me. So this is what we're stuck with. We're stuck with somebody that says, I've been in government forever, so you should just vote for me, because I know what to do. That's not true. In fact, when you are a person that admits that you don't even read a bill anymore and that you'll just do whatever you're told, I don't know what's more pathetic. I mean, I've never heard such a pathetic answer. So you can't even do your job? You're just told what to do? You're just a place filler? That's not okay. That is not okay. And your experience does not give you an upper hand. And he said this. He said, we are working hard to solve COVID and develop an exit strategy to get the governor and health department to figure out how to get out of this thing with little conditional damage. Let me give you an insight. State Senator Ibsen. This is not your role to do. This is not a pandemic. It's not an epidemic. When you have more deaths per year for flu and respiratory than we do in this year, why in the world do you have to go develop an exit strategy? It's not within your authority. You should end the state of emergency immediately. And you should let people know exactly where you stand. And that is not on the side of liberty or freedom. Please, please let people know that. That's a more honest thing to do. So they're touting the fact that he's for police reform, but not really telling you what he's actually doing against your liberty. Same with Chuck Good. So Chuck Good also, same thing. And I always find it interesting when candidates always start out with, I'm just like you. I was poor. I'm a working man. Look at my hands. I'm right there with you. But then watch me get really tyrannical in my views. That's basically what most of them say. It's either that or it's I was in the military and that qualifies me for some oddball reason that you should trust me with your Constitution. And that's not okay either. You have Spencer Cox and Chris Stewart both say they're conservative and they're not. And they're both walking around trying to convince people that they're conservative. I can show you their records right now. Their records scream. I mean, they're so below on the Constitution level. They don't even register any one of them over 60% on voting Constitution. None of these people do. So it's tough. This is tough. It's tough to watch because I just think the deceit is just huge and I don't like it. I don't like deceit. So Spencer Cox and Chris Stewart have teamed up. And I know that's hard to hear for you conservatives out there that are like, well, they're conservative, though. I don't care whether they say they're conservative. They don't act like it. And we must go off their record and not what they say. Senator Ibsen loves mail-in voting. Loves it. Wanted it. Thinks it's wonderful. Won't acknowledge the fraud. None of them will. You've got a host of people that say one thing that's very fluffy that they know they can get your vote, and then they turn around and stab you in the back when it comes to your actual freedom. And I'll tell you, folks, this year has been the most obvious, most transparent year of our lives in the last 20 years to be able to get to see what your representatives will do in the face of whether or not they're going to be tyrannical leaders or support freedom. This is the year. You get to see it black and white. This is it. It's never going to be this glaringly obvious again. So if you're okay with mayors signing whereas you shall wear a mask order, if you're okay with these kinds of answers that are not honest, if you're okay with all of these people thinking they're going to tell you what to do as your government representative, Vickers and Last, they're all, I'm so abhorred by the level of how many people in the conservative world we keep propping up that are not conservative. Brad Last is about the most unconservative person I can think of. Don Ibsen too. They're both, I mean, I cringe when people say they're a conservative. And we just keep buying it. Why? Why? The same 20 people do not have to run this area. We can get constitutionalists. We can get people that will defend your Constitution instead of running it into the ground. Look back on the last 20 years. You have lost freedom, liberty, land. In the state of Utah, you have lost liberty, freedom, and land. Why is that if we have a majority of conservatives in office? There's obviously a big, huge cognitive dissonance going on because we're allowing this. And we think, like they say and tell us, it's always the Democrats' fault. But it's not. It's not the Democrats' fault when they're the majority. It's an excuse. It's not their fault. The Democrats aren't running things. It's just the Democrats that are in office calling themselves Republicans. That's our problem. And that's why you have a loss of liberty, freedom, and land. It's because of your conservatives in office. That's why. So change out the conservatives for actual conservatives, constitutionalists, because we're in that bad of dire straits now. We have got to get people in here that will defend the Constitution, and these people will not. They've already told you that. Our county commissioners are horrid. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You couldn't be more right, Kate.
Ah, thanks.
We have been infiltrated.
Yep.
And
100%.
We're seen as a conservative state, yet our conservatives are so incredibly liberal.
Yep.
And they're so complicit.
Yeah.
In the lies and the deception. And what bothers me the most is that they think we're stupid.
Yes, they think
and
we're
I
idiots.
Hate stupid.
Yeah.
More than I like, more than I hate being lied to.
Amen.
And that's what these people have to be. They have to be stupid.
I agree.
To think that we're going to buy this.
Yep, I agree.
Most people are buying it. And unfortunately, I'm afraid, darling, that it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Oh, don't say that. Don't ruin my Friday.
I can't help it.
Thanks.
The signs are all leaning in that direction.
Yeah, I appreciate you. Thank you. Thank you for that. Yeah, I know. And we just keep getting duped by these people. All you have to do is look at their record. They're so low on the scale of being conservative in they all have records because we keep voting the same people in. Brad Last writes all the tax bills to tax you, but you keep voting him in. Don Ibsen would like to take away your firearms. He would like you to wear a mask. He would like to force you to stay in the state of emergency. He would like a lot of things, but you keep buying that he's a conservative. Same with Vickers. Same with all of them. I can point to all their records. It's sad. It's so sad. And we're not getting the memo. And yeah, I'm the only show that talks like this. The other talk shows will prop them up and kiss rear ends and say how wonderful they're doing. But I'm not going to do that because you deserve more than that. And I know that you have figured out what I'm saying. So I know I'm preaching to the choir right now. But it's despicable to me. I don't like to be lied to, and I don't like to be, knifed in the back. I don't like that. But for some reason, we keep applauding their efforts and treating them like they're royalty of the city. They're not royalty to me. They've taken your liberty. That's a thief. That's deception. Look what they're doing. Look at their record. I have their record to stand on. What are these people, when they go on these other shows and they're talking to the press, and they're applauding them. Are they actually looking at their record? Because I want to know what you're doing, not what you're saying. We have enough now to know what these people are doing in office, so address it. Confront it. Confront them. Tell them, I see you. I see what you're doing. I see that you want a state of emergency 9 months later, and we have under the deaths that we had last year for flu and respiratory. Why are you doing this? Confront them on red flag. Confront them on all of this. They need to be. They need to have their feet held to the fire because they're deceiving you. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to not bring this up. The mayors are horrid. The county commissioners, all of them. They voted to have vaccines given out by the sheriff's department. What? Jeez, be right back.